We're glad you're here. You know what's close to Freedom Hall? What is the name of that place? Oh, I know the guy that runs it. His name is Ed Hart. And I called my friend Ed Hart this morning. I said, Ed, I'm ready to buy my season pass for Kentucky Kingdom. And he said, you'll have to talk to somebody else. I don't know you anymore. Hi, Ed. How are you?
Terry, it's always a pleasure to join you and your listening audience.
You're making big news again today, like you always are. And this time it's not because you hit the lottery or you grew another golden ponytail. You're not even sporting a ponytail.
For all those listening, Terry knows at one time I had a ponytail, and he's looking right now at a bald guy. So he's just trying to be mean-spirited.
No, I'm not. Usual. You look handsome. You look handsome with a shaved head. But when you had your hippie ponytail, you were the coolest guy running around town. Now, are you still number three on the cool guy list?
This morning, let me tell you, the coolest guys in town are the Hershen guys.
Look how he tries to transition the conversation right away. That's how it works.
The Hershen Family Entertainment Group, which operates Dollywood, Silver Dollar City, and I think they have something like 22 other properties throughout the United States, we've sold the majority interest in Kentucky Kingdom to Hershen Family Entertainment.
Hold on. I have St. X High School education. A majority interest means you must still retain some of it.
That you figured it out. You're a mathematical
See
wizard.
How that works?
You figured that out so quickly.
So you're not running off to hippie land now.
Well, the only way I'm going to beat you in golf is to get more time on the practice range, and this may allow me to do that. But kidding aside, thank you so much, Terry, for giving me an opportunity to introduce Craig Ross, the new general manager for Kentucky Kingdom. And Craig has been with a Dollywood organization. He ran the park for 10 years at Dollywood. Mm-hmm. And before that, he ran Kings Island for 10 years.
Never heard of it.
We got the creme de la creme taken over for Kentucky Kingdom in charge of operations, marketing, and all that. So we're so pleased that Craig is going to be here following in our footsteps.
Craig, welcome to Louisville.
Oh, well, great to be here, and really looking forward to kind of carrying on with the legacy of Mr. Ed Hart. And
Kentucky Kingdom's a treasure here, you know, so you're getting a great product just right off the jump, and that's fantastic. Hurricane Bay, I mean, all the things people do to have a good time, and Ed and the other folks that we know have been good stewards of the place. So tell me about the Hershen Company, because really I hadn't heard about them until today's announcement.
Yeah, so the Hershen brothers opened a cave in Branson, Missouri, back well over 50 years ago, and the cave tour turned into a theme park called Silver Dollar City.
Mm-hmm.
And years later, they were interested in expanding and took a look around Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and opened a Silver Dollar City, Tennessee park there. And there was this lady that used to visit frequently on a bus with all of her nieces and nephews, and they'd go out in the park and have a great time. Where her name was Dolly Parton. And push comes to shove, Dolly decides she wants to build a theme park in the area where she grew up. And lo and behold, the Hershen brothers went together with Dolly, and Dollywood was opened about 36 or 37 years ago.
Did she think of that word, or did somebody on your staff?
You know, I think either she did or a gentleman that worked with her, but I think it's an incredible, incredible
name. That
was
so great.
Yeah, it is an awesome name. One of the things I did while I was there was we put up a big, huge marquee sign. It used to be very small, little, simple, overstated sign that said Dollywood Turn Here, and it's a beautiful sign, and just highlight of my career, honestly, to be working for her and to be working at Dollywood and in that part of the country, the Great Smoky Mountains.
You bet.
Added a resort hotel, did really well. But this opportunity is one that I'm really excited to be a part of. Hershen's had a number of folks reach out to them and say, hey, you know, we're interested in perhaps forming a new partnership or what have you with you, and that's how it came to be with Ed. The opportunity for our two companies to work together. We own Newport Aquarium in
love it
in Covington there, and another aquarium up in the Philadelphia market. We own the Harlem Globetrotters. We own
Fantastic.
Pink Teak Tours out of Sedona, and it's a great company. 25 different businesses all across the United States. Largest family-owned entertainment company in the country.
I know before you bought anything, you looked at you went on maps, Google Maps, and you said, what kind of a footprint does this place have? So right off the jump here, do you have any land? Can you do any other expansion type Can you think about those concepts, or you're only going to work with the ground that's already developed?
Well, at Kentucky Kingdom, there's a little more land there to expand. I'm really impressed with the property. I mean, just an really incredibly terrific park. Two more rides, honestly, than Dollywood has. So we'll continue to expand. New things, new rides and attractions, that's the lifeblood of our business. So we'll continue to do that.
When you mentioned Dollywood, though, you said something about, oh, and we put in a resort hotel. Well, there's been talk about a hotel ever since the old executive, and you don't know what that is, but it was knocked down, it was nearby.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there a chance that that could happen somewhere in close proximity, have anything to do with Hershen?
Yeah, I don't know that that would be in our playbook for Kentucky Kingdom right now, but this is our first hotel there in Pigeon Forge. You never know what might come to be, but a lot of great hotels in and around Kentucky Kingdom now.
Craig Ross here, along with Ed Hart. We're going to take a break and come back and talk more about Kentucky Kingdom, the new family that's involved with Kentucky Kingdom. Obviously, our treasured amusement park and water park. And I have a lot more questions, if you don't mind, Craig. Can I get you a dipper of cool water or something?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Good. That's all good. All right. I'll get you a beer if you want one. I don't care. We're back in a minute here on News Radio 840 WHAS. We have the new general manager of Kentucky Kingdom. His name is Craig Ross. And we have Ed Hart. I don't need to explain to you who Ed Hart is, Kentucky Kingdom legend, at my dining room table, live from the Mary George Miners MGM Studios.
Why do you say legend with a scowl on your face?
It's not a scowl.
I think there was a scowl.
I think maybe my face has got some problems right now. I need Botox. Maybe that's what it is, Mr. Hart. Mr. Ross, your company, obviously, we're all learning about, and we're excited about having you guys in, but you did work at Kings Island before,
I sure did.
And Kings Island, obviously, a lot of people here have enjoyed that over the years, but Kentucky Kingdom eventually, in our minds, kind of outshone them. I hope that doesn't hurt your feelings, but it made us feel like the growth curve here was strong.
Yeah, you know, I think for a while there, Ed and I were competitors, and so I'd like to think that if I can't beat him, I'll just join him. But again, it's a great park and a great market, and the guests really care an awful lot about Kentucky Kingdom, and I was watching the digital banner back and forth last night with folks speculating on what all we'd do and what we'd bring to the park, and we're excited to be doing all kinds of things.
You do read Twitter, you read Facebook?
Oh, yeah, I'm on all of it. Facebook, Twitter, you name it.
So, and just sort of walk us through your imagination, how you envision a new picture of Kentucky Kingdom, or freshened.
Well, it's an awesome park to begin with. Lots of great rides and attractions in the water park itself, and I think what we've learned, and I'm going to bring with me from my experiences at Dollywood is families are spending their leisure time a little bit differently, and the summer is over with, you know, really quick, and it used to be that's when you took your vacation and then you went on about your normal life, but folks are traveling all throughout the year, so we feel like there's some opportunity to expand the season. We've had a lot of success with being opening in the fall and doing things at nighttime that are family friendly around Halloween, big lighted events, opening up the rides at night. Christmas time, too, has become a really popular time of year for theme parks across the country. So we will explore opportunities to do that. But
do you mean like riding a roller coaster on Christmas Eve?
Well, yeah, as long as it's above 40 degrees, you're good. If it's above 40, if it's below 40, I don't know that you'd want to do that.
Terry, one of the things that, of course, we emphasized were rides and water. But Craig's experience and skill set is also in this entertainment area, shows, special events, concerts. So I think Kentucky Kingdom down the road can look forward to this expanded season adding special events that they're so good at. And that wasn't really in our wheelhouse, but it's certainly in theirs.
We bring some capabilities to bear that is tough to duplicate on a single park basis. Since we have 24 properties, we've got a big team of folks back in Atlanta that work on all of these things. And when one works at one park, we'll roll it out to the other parks. And so,
does that mean an expanded stage type area?
It'll mean some entertainment exhibits throughout the park. We may add some new stages here or there. A lot of it's done with decor and lighting. A lot of it's like a street festival that you might see, you know, in a park area, something along those lines.
We have three giant weekend concerts that happen on that property.
Yeah, we'll have to be sensitive to that. And of course, we can be open with our reserved parking areas that we're able to be open. But we'll work with the
Want to reach out with Danny Wimmer's people and then become a family there?
Yeah, absolutely. There's all kinds of options on how to make that work out for sure. But we'll be good partners in the community, and that's important to us as well. Folks are asking already what we're planning for the year. I can tell you one of the things we're planning is really make season passes really affordable for folks. Lowest price we've had in 3 years. For the next few weeks, if you buy a season pass, you can bring a friend with you throughout the month of June. So we're really reaching out to families to get them to come back to the park. I really think the COVID outlook is looking really positive. Vaccinations are going along really well, so we're anxious to see people back to the park when we open on May 8th.
Ed, he's thinking of things that you didn't.
Of course he is. He's forgotten more than I know. Come on. One of the things that the Hirshen Squad is really good at also, besides the entertainment special events, in the area of culinary, they bring a lot of new food choices to the park. I think, Craig, what's that one you were...
Yeah, so overnight, I'm watching it again, all the banner back and forth, and folks are saying, well, I hope they'll bring cinnamon bread. Well, cinnamon bread is to die for. Just an incredibly delicious homemade bread there that we're going to bring to Kentucky Kingdom. So
That's from Dollywood, I guess, right?
It's from Dollywood, yeah.
So
yeah.
We look forward, our guests can look forward to a whole bunch of new and additional culinary delights. So,
could you get Dolly to ride a roller coaster with me?
I could never get her to ride a roller coaster with anybody.
Okay, no, Craig, talking about Terry, every year, okay, he always bugs me because he wants to pick up some pin money in the summertime, maybe a part-time job, and he's always looking to operate one of the kiddie rides. So you have an obligation to fulfill that request, because I'll be gone. You can take care of Terry. You think he's qualified to handle a kiddie ride?
I'm good. Hey, kid, sit down. Sit down. Give me that ice cream. I take his ice cream and I lick it. No, that's it. No. Well, we are really thrilled to have
you
here. And I'm so glad. When do season passes start?
Season passes are on sale now. We open on May 8th. We're staffing. There's some great jobs available for folks, and I look forward to seeing everybody in the park this summer.
Glad to have you here. It's KentuckyKingdom.com.
Yes, indeed.
Great to meet you, Mr. Ross.
Thank you, Terry.
Terry, thanks so much. You're a prince.
You've never said that before, Ed. I know you don't mean it, but thanks for saying that on the air anyway. Ed Hart, the legend, and you still will be involved with Kentucky Kingdom.
Of course,
capacity.
Of course. I'll be here to help Greg in any way I can.
What about Ed Glasscock? Is he still the attorney on the premises?
No. My three partners have been terrific to this community.
You betcha.
They keep putting the money in to keep this baby growing. That's Ed Glasscock, Bruce Lunsford, and the Al J. Schneider Company, Mary Mosley. Particular.
They're great people. Thank you, Ed Hart. Thank you, Craig Ross.
Thank you, Terry.
And we're back with you on News Radio 840 WHAS.